Hello, another late night episode. Today I have more energy, I think. But today we'll be ranking Naruto villains based on their strength, not on how much I like them. If not, Orochimaru goes to the bottom, so is Danzo, because I hate them. And then Sasuke, of course, will be the top. But yeah. Also, the ones that I'm not really sure with will go into F anyways. Or I'll be judging how they look, because I'm not really... I haven't watched Boruto, so I'm not really clear with the Otsutsuki. And who watches Boruto? Like, Boruto, I hate it. I watched like a few episodes, but it's all filler. The starting of Naruto had lots of canon. But anyways, let's begin. First up on the list, we have Orochi in my room, also known as Orochimaru. He's not weak, but he's not too strong, so I think he'll go into C tier. Also, these are my opinions. If you have a different opinion, I totally respect it. Next is Hidan. I hate Hidan. He's immortal, but Orochimaru is kind of immortal too. Next, we have this spider guy from the Sound 4. They're weak. And then we have Tayuya. I love Tayuya, but she's kind of weak. Next, we have Pain. In the Pain, actual Pain, not Nagato. They don't have Nagato, I think. So, he's quite pretty strong. So, he's going to A. Next, we have Kimimaru. He's a C with Hidan. Next, we have one of the Demon Brothers. Not really sure about them. Then we have Zetsu. Zetsu is underrated. He has wood style, so he goes to C. Then we have Hanzo. Not really sure much about him. But B, we have Kakuzu. Actually, I think like Hidan goes to D. Then we have Mizuki. F. Then we have Kisame. Kisame is a B. Some guys I don't know. But he looks quite... I don't like him. He looks ugly. I don't know him. Then we have one of the Sound 4 guys. He's quite strong. But he's weak compared to some. Another guy I don't know. Then we have Jirobo. I don't like Jirobo. And he's not very strong. Next, we have Gaara as a kid. He's definitely super strong, but he's not Pain level, so he can go to B. Next, we have Kabuto. Kabuto isn't like a strong guy. He's more of a smart guy, but I'll go with C. Itachi, A tier. We have another Demon Brother. One of the Demon Brothers. So I don't know much about the Demon Brothers, so they can go there. Then we have Deidara, my meh. Artist Explosion. You can go and see. Then we have Sasori. See? Toby. He doesn't like show much fighting as Toby. But if we do Madara Toby, he'll be in the S tier. Konan. I think she's equivalent to Orochi in my room. Then we have Toby. I will put him in C tier because we didn't know much. Then we have Danzo. I think he will be a B. Then we have the Ginkaku and Hinkaku, the Gold and Silver Brothers. I just heard they're very strong, but I don't know too much. And they're quite weak according to some people. Then we have Kabuto as a snake. He has Ido Tensei, so it will land him in a C for the Ido Tensei. Then we have Uchiha Madara, the actual one. Then we have the Ghetto Statue of the Tentacles. He's S tier, S tier. Then we have Indra. Or Asher, I don't remember, but I know they're powerful. Then we have like Black Zetsu. Not much sure about this, but it looks ugly. And not very sure about Black Zetsu. But we have Kaguya. Kaguya is quite strong. Oh my god, we have Gato. Next, we have my favorite, Sasuke. Obviously, S tier for Sasuke. If you're gonna do Prime, of course. Anyways, S tier. Then we have Toneri. I think Toneri is with A tier. Then we have Shin Uchiha. Shin Yu. I don't really know much about Shin, but I think he's kind of strong. He has Sharingan, but I don't know. Then we have Zabuza. T tier. Haku is also C tier. Then we have some of the sound ninja. I don't know their powers much. I know Sasuke broke one of their arms. And then one of the other ones from the Force of Death. Then we have one of the Otsutsukis. I'm not sure about them, so I will put them by their looks because I don't know much. But I know that Ichiki, his Momoshiki, quite powerful. He can go with Toneri. And that's all. I will be doing a few more rankings, so in more episodes, so bye.